expression of the self, yes, I've learned of it.
What's the difference between those? What would a dip be made out of?
Different kinds. Vegetables. I've never seen any of it.
If someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Food taken between regular meals would be called a
snack.
Okay. And if you had some butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say the butter was
rancid.
And if you let milk sit until it gets kind of thick, you call it
crab.
What can you make with that?
Bread.
How do you make bread with it? How do you?
Just use it, mix it up, mix the ingredients with.
Does the bread taste kind of sour then?
Not a bit. Put a little baking powder on it.
Did you ever hear about making some kind of a cheese? From the
cream cheese.
How do you make that?
Well, you can heat the clabber and drip all the water out of it.
Uh-huh.
All the whey out of it.
Is the cream cheese lumpy or is it smooth?
That's usually lumpy.
What's the first thing you had to do after milking?
Strain your milk.
And if you wanted somebody not to wait until the potatoes were passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and
reach for one.
And what, yourself? Go ahead and
help himself.
So you'd say, so then he went ahead and he
got one.
And he what himself? Talk about him helping himself. You say he went ahead and he
helped himself.
And I asked him to pass him over to me since he had already
helped himself.
When you were small, did you ever use another word besides help?
I don't know.
You said you used to say et for eight. Did you ever say anything else for help?
Eight.
What about hope? Did you ever use the word hope? He hoped himself?
No, ma'am. I've heard it used lots of times.
How did you hear people say that?
Well, usually you hope yourself.
If someone offered you some food that you didn't want, you'd say, no thank you, I don't
like it.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it's been
recooked.
And you'd say you were eating
old food.
Okay. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
with a fork.
And then what do you do?
Shut your mouth.
And you start to
chewing.
Huh?
Chewing.
Okay. He said he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't what it.
Couldn't swallow it.
And if you were thirsty, you'd say, I what 2 glasses of water.
Right.
And you'd ask me, how much have you
drank?
And you say, we certainly do
drink.
Okay. What's something that is a